President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Really huge credit to all the guys in the clubhouse that have stepped up. It's not just one player. You know, it's different than the NBA or other sports where at times where one player can carry you. Really, it really is a team sport, and you got to have contributions from up and down the lineup every day.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. So, Matt, I'm going to play something for you. This is a Padres TV because the announcer says something that I think a lot of us said at that moment.
Sheets hits it in the air to right center field. Freeland going back at the wall. It's gone! Three-run home run, Holy Sheets!
Holy Sheets. Gavin Sheets wins it for the Padres. Oh, it's a tough one.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah.
tell me you can laugh at that a little bit, just the call.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, look, it's of course, yeah. I mean, those are tough. I mean, anytime, you know, you lose a game like that, it's painful. The greatest part and the most challenging part, honestly, in our sport is that we get to play today. You know, yeah. I mean, in football, you got to wait a week, you know, to wear that kind of loss. And for us, it's great. You know, you dust yourself off, you get back on the horse, and we'll play today.
Do you reconvene on the closer situation at all, or are we still good to go with Abner?
Yeah, Abner's been really good. I mean, he's going to be our guy here, and he's done a heck of a job, you know. And honestly, like, again, there are a lot of guys that are stepping up here, and he's still a young player, but he really, you know, his body work has been very good. And again, it's just one of those things where a guy made put a good swing on a good pitch, and credit to the Padres for winning last night.
Yeah, a lot of ways to end up losing a ball game. The problem for fans was how good Mizrowski was.
Right.
Did he go? He went all the way through seven. Yeah, I mean, it was just dazzling.
Yeah, incredible to watch him take the next step in his career. I mean, he's putting himself in a category here that's really special. He's doing things that a lot of players in our franchise history have not accomplished. So again, it's a huge credit to him and what he's, you know, the work that he's put in. I mean, he's done a tremendous job this offseason to come in and be ready to go. And like you mentioned, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the league right now.
Are there plans, and obviously I'm sure there are plans, but how you go about that with his arm, his pitch counts, his strength of his throwing as the game goes on to stretch him out even further into some of these games, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was, you know, I think he was at 93 pitches, you know, when he came out yesterday. And again, the guys are all over that workload. And what not just what he's doing in-game, but post-game and, you know, in between starts, his throwing program. I mean, our guys have a really rigorous schedule with all these guys, and they've done a tremendous job putting Miz in a position to succeed there.
I didn't notice, I guess, but the guys on the broadcast were talking about Levels said he put on weight, what, 20 or 30 pounds? I don't know where he put it, but that's really important.
It sure is. And honestly, if, you know, his lower half is incredibly strong. I mean, you don't throw 103 or 104 on accident. You know, he's a wiry guy, but he is sneaky, very, very strong.
Well, a lot of guys throw hard, Matt, and I guess a credit to your coaching staff. Again, I mean, Chris Hook and all the folks working with Miz to go from, look, the guy's got an arm. Everybody knows that. He's got a lightning bolt there, but he seems to year over year have learned to pitch better.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Vince. He's one of those guys that you know, when you have those type of ingredients now, it's just like, how do you figure out how to harness it? And I think that's happening right in front of our eyes at the moment. He's continuing to learn and grow and you know, be able to just fill up the strike zone, trust his stuff, and you know, the sky's the limit if he's able to do that.
Yelich sat out last night. Was that expected?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're just trying to keep it, you know, a little cautious with him coming back. And you know, we're going to take it day to day for him. He's one of those guys that we want to be in there at the end of the season, and we have such a long way to go here. And so just kind of building up his workload here is going to be really important for us.
Matt, I know it works out differently with veteran players, but I'm not sure. Could you have sent Yelly to AAA for a rehab assignment for even a few days? And if you could have, how come we didn't?
Yeah, certainly it's possible. You know, I think one of the things that you talk about with these guys, you have different conversations with different people, including our whole medical team, and you know, had multiple conversations with Yelly about this, and You know, look, he's an experienced player that knows his body and knows how to get ready. And, you know, anytime that you have a player of his caliber, you want to trust him, you know, and I feel like he's put in the work to get back. And, you know, we'll see how it goes from here.
Brewers president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold. Brewers will go at it again this afternoon. And
hey, is it true, Matt, that Jesus Mate is now the number one prospect in baseball? Has he made it all the way to that top spot?
I think he has. I did hear that. I try not to pay too much attention to the to the outside rankings, but yeah, I did hear that. And that's a great kid, man. I'm really excited for him.
How about
excited
that?
To see him?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I hope everyone comes out and sees us today. That'd be great. We got a great day today, so I hope people come see us.
That'll be a 12:40 first pitch at American Family Field. Padres and Brewers in the rubber game. Matt Arnold with us this morning. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.